Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father. Yes, Father. The temptations and the trials that we have in our daily lives, as individuals, as families, in everyday life, Father, and then the trials and temptations that we have because of our Lord Jesus Christ, of our determination to be a child of the living God. And we know that they are going to get worse, all the persecution that is yet to come upon your people, Father. But the everyday trials, everyday temptations that we have, we do not have to succumb to them because we have the power on high. We have the blood of the Lamb to cover us and to help us. So we just pray that through our temptations, our trials, that we are led to a closer walk with our Savior. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, if you would turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. 10, 12 through 14. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. So we know that we have been given this commission to do that. And we know in our Christian walk, we are confronted with temptations and trials. They come to us all. And even living the moral code of the Ten Commandments, we all face challenges in our convictions. We know that temptation came to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. It found Jesus in the wilderness, and it finds you and I usually when we are most vulnerable, that point that's in our lives that Satan is able to get a hold of us. So we need to make sure that we are ready for the temptations that are come across us to be able to say it is written, to use the word of God. So let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 23. Verses 20 through 23. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So we see that here. We see that our start, the teachings of our parents. Their teaching is a guide when we walk, protects us when we are asleep, and talks to us when we are awake. And then we can be led to the law of God, where it is a lamp, and its teachings shine brightly in his correction and self-control to lead us through the life that we have here upon this earth. Meditating on the principles that form the core of who we are and who we should be. And we take this cord and use it as our first step in resisting temptation. We know that we can only do all of these things through the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the ancient Israels, the core of their guiding principles was found in Scripture. And it is the same for us today, that we can find our core values in Scripture. Many times the trials and temptations that we have make us think that God is allowing us to suffer too much, because many times our temptations are too much for us, and think that we're suffering unfairly, even if God is allowing them. Sure, sometimes we may feel, as Israel did, that God is far from us, that there's no way out for us, But we know that through the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a way out. And during these times when we do face temptations, it's important to remember that God remains faithful no matter what. We know that salvation is not a barrier to temptation. Satan is more likely to attack Christians than unbelievers. But temptation, even though it's unavoidable, can be overcome. Every trial, every temptation that is thrown at us, we can overcome. It's hard to endure in many times, but it can be used to help us in Christ, to make that as we grow in Christ. We know that all of us, every believer, wants to turn temptation into triumph. We don't want the temptation to overcome us and draw us away from God. And there's three ways that people respond. Number one, primary method, is simply to give in. And many people over the centuries have done that. Number two, other struggles against temptation daily, spending their time fighting this temptation by themselves without the strength from on God. Many times we think our own strength is pretty good, but we know when it comes to temptation, it is not. We end up failing every time if we try to do it in our own strength to overcome human nature. But then we know that it had been pointless for Jesus to die if we were able to do that. And then number three, there are those that overcome from the power of Jesus Christ. They turn their temptations into triumphs. You and I can win over every temptation that Satan throws at us. We can have the victory. And the subject of temptation and who is affected said all humans are affected by temptation. Every day we are bombarded in many ways in a wide range of temptations. We all have one area in particular that we are vulnerable to. And it's not the sin to be tempted. It's not a sin to be tempted. Hebrews 4:15. Let's look at that. Chapter 4 of Hebrews. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. And one day soon, we will be able to stand before God without sin. Our greatest danger is to think that we have arrived at a place where we are above sinning. Hebrews 4:12-17 tells us that. And Proverbs 16:18 tells us, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. When our pride tells us that we cannot fall, we know that we are headed for a huge one. And the source of temptation, where is it? Many sins are common. Hebrews 4:13. And we're right there and we can look at that. Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We all face the same ones. They're common, run-of-the-mill, garden-variety type sins and temptations. And they all come from the same sources. 1 John 2:16 and Genesis chapter 3, as we have read before many times. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life and of the world. These are the sources. Three sources of temptation: the world, the flesh, and the devil. In the world, as we read in the Bible, means system or order. They say that the Bible is a system, that the world is evil. 1 John 2:15 tells us that. Because we are to stand out for the Lord, we are to be different and distinct people that live in this world. We should not allow the world to force us into such situations, into the mold that they have. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. The flesh. Every one of us. There's no one left out that does not have an inkling towards sin. We inherited it from Adam and it's called the old nature. Galatians 5:17. The flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. When we fail, we try to blame it on the devil. And the devil's main objective is to lead us into sin. He knows every weakness we have and uses each one to trying to get us to sin. Yes, Satan does have access to us, but we do not have to allow that to overcome us. The limit of the temptation that we can see, as we read there in 1 Corinthians 10:13, we look at that again. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Sometimes I used to have a problem with that, sometimes seeing that God won't let us have anything that we cannot bear. But yet people die from it. Things that come against them, they're dead. But maybe that is a relief given to us by God than that temptation, and that that is coming against us is no more. We're safe and secure, waiting for the resurrection morning to be with our Savior. We know that as Christians, we have no less trials and temptations than our neighbors do. They may be a little bit different, but they're all the same, all common to all of us. And we know that God doesn't put a limit on temptation, but he does put a thing so much that he will be with us, because we can rejoice that we cannot have any more temptations, that we cannot come through with the aid of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the aid of the Holy Spirit that is our comforter here upon this earth. We know that it's not God's desire that humans suffer, but we know that we do. And he does not cause temptation. James 1:13. God uses the circumstances to develop a person's character building according to his divine will. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. He allows us to be tempted, and he uses this mean for spiritual growth. So in many ways, temptations and trials are a good thing. When one is tempted, one will be tested in three areas. In order to overcome, we need to pay attention to these three areas that we will be attacked at. The soul. The soul is used to describe our internal self. Soul is our mind, your will, and your emotions. The world is a primary tempter that we all have. It appeals to our ego and to our pride. Lot looked, lived, and lost in the world. We can read that in Genesis 13, verses 10 through 12. Then we have the body, the old nature. And the flesh always attacks the body. There is laziness. There is lust. There is overindulgence, sexual sin, and many more. There's no limit. And then the spirit. The spirit is what the devil goes after. And it is our spirit that we can know God. It is our spirit that worships and communicates with God. And Satan hates that communication. He places false doctrines before us that turns us away from the Word and from the truth. But we know that there is a way out. But when tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand under it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And although God allows us to have these trials and these temptations in our life, He prepares a way through which we may attend victory and avoid sin in our lives. And to have that victory daily is our need. Jesus is our perfect example. He found His way out in the Word of God. And we can use that same word today. That Luke 4, verses 4, 8, and 12. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we may rest in the assurance that we can escape the tempter's snare by having a deep relationship with Jesus, the living God. John 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 14. Christ is always ready and willing to free those if we seek Him, to keep us from falling into sin. And if we look at Psalms chapter 9, Psalms 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And our scripture meditation was Psalms 27, 5. And there's also 2 Peter 2, 9. There's no need for us to be overcome. We have the assurance in the Word of God that heavenly assistance is given to everyone who strives to overcome. Yes, we have to strive. There is a work for us to do. God will not do it all for us. But we know that there is a truth that we cannot forget. We can see that through the Word of God, we may have strength to resist temptation. We don't have to do it on our own. God promises to give us a way out. And there is two biblical truths that show that. Sometimes God chooses to help us by performing a miracle instantly to free us from temptation or tribulation, thus answering our prayers. Matthew 7, 14 through 18. But God has another way out. The miracle of His strength that strengthens us to face temptation and survive the difficult trials of our lives. Scripture reading was that in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. We have everything that we need to be able to overcome temptation, to resist all that Satan throws at us. As I said, Christians and non-Christians alike face problems and temptations. No one is left out. There's two groups that differ in their response. And we look at the difference that as we as Christians have a God who is faithful in the midst of all of our trials. A God who has provided a way out for us to bear any trial that comes our way. And we can subdue temptation. There are three words that needs facing temptation: flight, faith, and fight. To accomplish the flesh, we need flight. The key to defeating the temptations of Satan is to flee from them. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. 1 Corinthians 10:14. Flee adultery. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. Flee from youthful lust. We know that we can do that through the Lord Jesus Christ. To overcome temptation, we need faith. Faith that Jesus will take care of us when we are willing to give up our attachment to worldly things. We know that there is a lure of the world out there. that makes everything look pretty well to many of us. But if we love the world, we cannot love God. 1 John 2:15 tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hebrews 12, verse 2. If we really want victory over the world, we must love Jesus more than we love the world. 1 John 5:4. Let's look at that. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We need that faith to have that. He gives us that faith to offer us for victory. To overcome the devil, we have to fight. If we stand up and fight, Satan will flee from us. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We know that we can't run from the devil, but we can flee from him and flee away from him. We have the power of the shed blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. And Satan trembles before the blood of the Lamb. We fight Satan, and we know that he will flee from us. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. So we know that we have the resources. That our greatest resource against temptation is the relationship that we have with Lord Jesus Christ. And we need it daily. We need to take our needs to him. Whatever the need, whatever the trial or the temptation, lay it down before the Lord. When temptation comes at you, look not at circumstances or to the weakness of self, but to the power of God and power of the world. And we know that, yes, that our flesh is weak. As we look at some of the things that we had, there's a few time-tested strategies that we can consider. But we know that it's always with the help of Christ. Recognizing where you're vulnerable. To have a need time. Do you have a time where it's hard to say no to friends? It's easier to lie than to tell uncomfortable truths to them. If you know where your weaknesses are, you can plan accordingly and be honest with self about vulnerability in our lives. Practice your escape routes, because we all have escape routes. And what if we can't or not able to predict every temptation, and we're not, but we can develop strategies that apply to more than one of all the scenarios that we have if we use the Word of God. We cannot use ourselves for that, but we need to turn to the Word of God. Enlist the assistance of others. And I know here that this is a hard thing. Some of our temptations are trials that we're having to take to somebody else. We're afraid to do that for what they might say, or whether we want them to even know these deep secrets that we have. But if you have a trusting friend or a group to share your struggles and to show them your struggles, and we know today that it's hard to find a trustworthy person. Seems that we see in the government and all over things that happen someplace, somehow, some way it gets out. And especially today, it gets out on Facebook. No matter what comes, you can see lives that have been destroyed because of what is put on Facebook and Twitter and the other places. So we know that it's hard to turn to a friend. But to know that another person is vested in your success and that you have to answer to someone for what you've done can make all the difference whether that temptation can successfully be overcome. Celebrate your victories. It may seem that that isn't the right thing to do, to celebrate your victories over temptation, but not too much. Manage to resist a temptation situation that comes at you. Give thanks to God for His assistance. Make a mental note of the strategies that work for you so that you can use them again, over and over again. Learn from your failures. Many times we don't learn from our failures. We know that Israel of old never did not do that. They did not come from their things that had happened to them. And we know that in today's life that we may not allow these failures to change us. But when you lose a battle to temptation, don't concede the war. Come back strong the next time. Resolve not to make that same mistake twice. So we just pray that we all will be able to do that as temptations and trials come before us. We have the promises that grace during temptation, and that all its strength is yours. We have the Word of God to help us through all the trials, all the temptations that falls before us. And we just have to take them and accept them and place them in our lives. And I pray that we do that. For we know that without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit in our lives, we know that these temptations will overtake us. And we don't want to happen. We want to be with our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's going to happen soon. Our Lord is coming again. He's coming quickly in the time that it will be. And if we're not ready, we know that we will be lost, and we won't have that right to the tree of life. We won't partake of the tree each month, and we will not be with our Savior. Oh, Lord, I just pray that we will have that. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we allow Jesus to be our guide, especially in the temptations, the trials that come before us, knowing that we may overcome all, so that we may not be caught unaware. Glory to be to Him who can keep you from falling and bring you safe to His glorious presence, innocent and happy, to God, the only God, who saves us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be the glory, majesty, authority, and power which He had before time began, now and forever. Thank you, Father, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.